Kenora. The Kenora Hotel was the place to be on December 13 for the Assiniboine chapter of the Superannuated Teachers of Saskatchewan 50th Anniversary Dinner. Ken Rahlheiser of Kenora, STS Assiniboine Chapter President, welcomed all those in attendance and opened with a scripture reading from Isaiah chapter 40 verses 29-31. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint. Rahlheiser added the prayer, Lord, give us strength to soar like eagles. Retta Ludba and Arnie Makowski, both of Kenora, each received awards of merit. According to the information provided, Makowski has been a member for 21 years, and held positions on the Assiniboine STS Chapter Executive as President, Vice President, Treasurer, Past President, and Delegate to the Provincial Annual General Meeting. He also assisted in hosting and organizing provincial golf and curling activities, and was involved in the Kenora community. He has been President of the Sask Curl Executive. Retta Ludba has been a chapter member for 14 years, including secretary for several years. A substitute teacher, Ludba attended the Superannuated Teachers of Saskatchewan, STS, annual meeting and organized a voluntary walk for STS members at the local level. On this special occasion, Rahlheiser shared some background on the origins of the STS, and that it truly reflects the spirit and nature of the prairies. The early days are marked by the drive and commitment of educational champions such as Avery McDowell, Stan Fowler, George Taylor, Emma Stewart, and Caroline Robbins, who were known to frequently challenge the government of the day, highlighting the need for pension reform that guaranteed each of Saskatchewan's retired teachers a life of dignity, security, and adequate income, as stated by Stan Fowler in 1979. On October 10, 1973, 32 delegates from Melfort, Swift Current, Moose Jaw, Prince Albert, North Battleford, Regina, and Saskatoon met at the Saskatoon Public Library and established the Superannuated Teachers of Saskatchewan, STS. The founders' commitment at this inaugural meeting was twofold. One, to address the existing and glaring inequity of teachers' pensions, and two, to improve the lot of pensioners, past, present, and in the future. Maxine Stinka, STS Assiniboine Chapter Past President, introduced the guest speaker, Sue Amundrid of Melfort, the STS Provincial Vice President. Amundrid expressed her appreciation for the invitation to be part of this double celebration, both of the Christmas season and of the 50th anniversary of our provincial STS. She emphasized that the organization did not develop out of or in a vacuum. Much work was done in earlier years by early advocates for the teaching profession. It was the efforts of the Saskatchewan Teachers Alliance that supported passage of the Teachers Superannuation Act in 1930. Many at the time did not see the value of a 4% pension contribution, and it took hard work to convince teachers and the public of the need for and importance of providing pensions for teachers. It was still difficult in the mid-40s, with most of the teaching force being female. Many felt that pensions were largely unnecessary. After all, the women were going to get married. Even with pensions in place, it became clear in the late 60s and early 70s that the pension that teachers retired with did not play out well over the long term, Amundrid continued. What you retired with was what you continued to receive, and in the early 70s pensions of $100 a month did not represent financial security. The formation of a provincial organization of retired teachers concurrent with the 1973 passage of the Teachers' Collective Bargaining Act that mandated the negotiation of superannuation at a provincial level was an essential step. Amundrid went on to add that since that time, there have been many instances of the organization's involvement in supporting the well-being of retired teachers. Those include ensuring that pension checks were delivered during a 42-day Canada Post strike, advocating for COLA clauses with pensions, establishing an affordable and sustainable group benefits program, and involvement in the establishment of a national voice for retired teachers in ACER-CART. As a local of the STF, we have elected councillors who ensure that retired teachers are not forgotten as the STF makes decisions that could impact us. We can be proud of what we have accomplished, and look forward to ensuring that we continue to meet the needs of retired educators in the future. Your involvement in chapter activities as well as activities at the provincial level, and your feedback through conversations and/or resolutions to our AGM will help us in those efforts. So thank you for your past contributions, and I hope to see more of you at the various events hosted around the province, concluded Amundrid. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskdoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking the CAMSAC Times homepage at this link. Bookmark saskdoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.